Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my beautiful, sexy, hopefully horny audience. If you aren't by the end of this conversation, hopefully you are. Okay. So a while ago, I did an episode on what do you bring into the table? And I dove into what skill sets are you bringing to the table? And I talked a lot about how, you know, in order for subbies to get the attention of, you know, doms, how do you approach them? It's not only what skill sets do you have and what do you bring to the table, but how do you approach them? And one of the comments that I got from my listeners was, can you do an episode on diving deeper into, I did talk about what doms bring to the table and what skill sets they have to the table, but I didn't talk about how, as a dom, should we approach subbies? And so that was what they asked me to cover. So that's what we're going to cover today, is as a dom, how should we go about, what's the best way to go about approaching submissives in different scenarios, different situations? And so that's what we're going to talk about. So the first thing that we need to talk about is, as doms, we typically, not always, you know, there's always exceptions to the rules, but typically part of the dominant personality is that we kind of expect the world to worship us. And then everybody is here for our gratification, all right? You know, we move in the world in a way that, you know, some of us may or may not move in the world where we, you know, do it in an environment that are only appropriate. And others, we may do it all over the place. It may not be appropriate, right? But first, we need to acknowledge that there is that part of, you know, the innate trait of a dominant, especially if it's like your resting state, is that fundamentally we believe that everybody is here to entertain us, please us, and serve us. All right. Now, that being said, that we know, you know, we talked about the truth of that. That is not true. And if you're like, what? What the fuck, Gaia? No way. No, I don't believe that. And that's okay. That's okay. However, it is not true. Only those that consent to serve us and want to worship us is, again, that give us consent to do that. So that being said, with that concept, it means we may need to change how we approach submissives. Not assuming and learning to read the room. Not own the room, but read the room. So, for example, let's start with the internet. Specifically, let's start with, you know, FetLife, great place. That's, where everybody, all the Kingsters live, right? So when you go as a dominant and you go and you want to reach out and you find somebody attractive and you find a subby that you want to engage with, first of all, the first thing you need to do is read their whole profile. The whole thing, from the top all the way to the very, very bottom. No skimming, no skipping. And in there, often, majority of submissives will tell you what they, if they're available, what they're looking for. Are they looking for a dom? Are they currently owned by somebody and do they already have a dominant? Are they a switch? And then you need to know, hold on, my little bastard dog found another squeak toy. Muddy, come here. Muddy, bring it. Bring it. I gotta go get it. Got a collection building. All right. Sorry about that, guys. My dog's like, what? You took another one away from me. Well, maybe we shouldn't do this when Mama is on the internet to recording. Yes. You're like, you want to see it? You got to see it. He has like these eyebrows and then he gives you these looks. Like he raises his eyebrow and she like, really? Anyways, okay, where was I? Okay, so learning to read the room. Read all of the profile before you make contact. And then find out if they're even interested before you try to dominate. Don't start off with dominating. Find out if they're even looking for or want to have an engagement, a dominant plagues, a dom, what are they looking for? If it hasn't been clear in their profile, you can ask them. And don't start in with already trying to dominate the room. About, I want to do these things to you. Start off with respect. Because remember, without consent, you're just a bully and abuser and coercive. That's not okay. It's not okay. And so, first, before you even engage dominantly and start ordering around and I statements and what I want and this is what I want to do to you and all those kind of stuff, find out if they're interested, even in participating in that. And then ask them if they are. They're like, yes, I am open to that. Then the next step is, again, just because they may be interested, that doesn't mean that they're interested in you. So you want to ask more questions, get to know them, find out why, what they're looking for, why are they looking for that? And then you want to bring it home with, here's my skill sets, here's what I have to offer. Are we a good fit? And as always, this is very, very important, no matter whether we're starting with the internet, play sessions, all that kind of stuff, is that before you go ahead and start the process of, dominating the situation, you want them to give you consent that they want you to dominate the situation. Meaning, if you go out for drinks, don't order their drink for them. Think of that person as not a submissive yet. If you interact with them as not as if they were your equal and you're getting to know them and you don't try to t you're not trying to dominate them, this gives you an opportunity to figure out if you guys are a good fit for one another. You will then get to know, is there anything you need to be aware of? Are there red flags? You'll be able to then have a conversation about hard limits lists so that you can see, okay, what kind of play, what kind of kinky play are we into, and do we match, and are we on the same page? And they'll be able to give you consent because they haven't dropped into submission, first of all. That's number one. It's kind of like it's unfair to ask a submissive to give their opinion that may disagree with you when they've already dropped into submission as a dominant. They're already like, yes, whatever you want. As soon as that happens, they can't actually give you consent. So therefore, you're not truly getting consent. They're just doing whatever you want them to do to say yes, to please you, because they're craving and they're in submissive mode. Which means, as the dom, we're responsible to make sure that the yeses that we get are actual true yeses. And the best way to do that is to make sure that they are haven't dropped into subspace or submissive space yet until you can have those negotiated conversations. So, for example, here's one of the ways in which I do that in the current way in which I work with clients in my dungeon. When I have a phone conversation, I don't do all of my normal, like, you want to agree with me on my influential skill sets that I have. I'm like, who are you? Why do you want to come see me? Tell me all about you. I'm not in my persuasive, here are all the things that would activate a submissive. And when I can sense that I've activated their submissive because I'm talking about being a sadist and what I like and see how I move, and they're all like, oh my God. And I can tell. And as a dom, we can tell. You can tell. You can tell the difference between here's somebody that I'm like is my equal and is not in subby space and not submissive versus the minute they drop in. And if you don't know that yet, then it's beneficial to start talking to some other doms who do know how to recognize that, to teach you that. Or you can come see me and we can, do a couple sessions and I can, teach you how to do that. But here's what happens. There's almost like a giddy state, and there's like a body response, and there's a lot of melting. Like, sounds that happen. There's the body being like, oh. It's just like, oh yes, okay, yes, do that now, okay. More, yes, absolutely. Whatever you want. Here's the code. Here's my code to my bank account. Long as you're going to do what you just said. All right. And so, as powerful as that feels in that moment of, having that, sway, it's very intoxicating. How do we make sure that we're not abusive with it? How do we use our superpowers for good and not evil? Because basically that's what it is. As a dom, especially if you're a natural dom, your superpower is that people want to do what you say. And you don't need to work very hard at it. It just happens. And so part of that, knowing your superpower, is the responsibility that goes along with that superpower. And that responsibility is to make sure that subbies don't drop into that place so they can give you true consent. So when a subbie starts to go in there, I'm like, And I will use their name and I'll do something that will help them bring them back into the here and now. And I'll be like, hey, I know you want to please me and that's super hot. However, I need you to stop thinking with your genitals right now. I need you to make eye contact and I need you to focus and shake that off. And then we continue our conversation. All right. The other ways in which I do that, so that's during a phone conversation. Again, here's the process, here's how we work. I'm not into the sexiness of it. There's like, no, I'm trying not to get into the sexiness of it, because as soon as I get into the sexiness, my voice changes and then they change and then everything. No one's giving me consent. They're just saying yes because I want them to. Then the second part that I do is I do an intake session, as I call it, where I go through their hard limits list. It's basically a deep dive into their sexual history, relationship history, their kink history, and I dive deep into that. And so we dive into that, and that usually is about like could be like 3 hours long. And if, as a dom, whether, this process I would keep even if I wasn't a pro dom, I would still keep this process, because what it does is it allows the person to give me without their penis or their genitals activating and them dropping into submission and then wanting to be in my presence and say yes to everything I say, because we're not going to do any play that day. So I can keep them somewhat on track. I can keep dropping them back out of submission and back into themselves when they, things that, I don't shut down topping from the bottom. I don't shut any of that down. I'm just like, okay, this is where you are. That's what you need to, do all of those things. And then when we, our first play time is not, it's not within 24 hours of our intake conversation. And I found that over the years, that has been the quickest and easiest way to fully, for submissives to fully be able to not, to truly give me consent so that we can have fun later. And then once that ha once we get through the intake session, then I can be in charge all we want. I know what the ins, the outs, what's they're okay, what's their triggers, what's if there's any trauma, what turns them on, what turns them off, what's their hard limits, what their soft limits are, what's the thing that's their burning desire, that their deep, dark sexual secrets are. See that voice and that laughter? It's the sadist coming out. And even that will activate a submissive. We'll be like, oh yes, oh. So, I have to be aware of it. So that's a big part of your responsibility as a dom on how to approach submissives. It's first of all to get your consent to before you start dominating. Before you start doming them, dominating the situation, controlling the narrative, you need consent. In order to get consent, you need to make sure that you keep them as equal. And when they drop in, you got to bring them back out. Okay. So that's one aspect of how do you approach somebody as a dom for a submissive that you wanting to potentially get to know better and potentially maybe play, maybe take on, maybe have a lifestyle sub, maybe 24/7, maybe just a play partner. Like there's lots of variations, but first read the profile, see where they're at, what are they looking for, are they owned, what's the protocol, how do how do they want to be engaged with. But start with your first contact being like, oh, I noticed in your profile, because you read it all, blah blah blah, are you looking, are you open, are you wanting, whatever it is. And I would love to get to know you better if you're open to that. Here's my profile. You learn a little bit about me, and then we can have a conversation from there. Now, here's what not to do as a dom. First of all, for God's sakes, stop reaching out to other doms and trying to dominate them. Let's like just talk about that just for a second. Here's an example. I get in my inbox on FetLife, about 50% of the messages that I get are from other doms trying to dominate me. And right, it's laughable. Nowhere am I on any level looking for, wanting, or even possible for somebody to dominate me. Right? I, the submissive side of me, has a master, and that is the only person that gets to dominate me. Everybody else is not allowed to dominate me, nor am I not interested in it. I don't want it. I'm not interested in it. It's a fluke situation that my master was able to, in the first place, to activate a part of me that is so not how I typically am. It was like a unicorn moment, and it's been a unicorn moment ever since. And yet, it feels very disrespectful. Every time a dom tries to dom me, tell me all the things that he wants to do to me, even when it's very clear that I am not a submissive, even if I was, I'm very clear I'm not looking to be dominated by anybody, is very fucking rude. It's rude, it's disrespectful, and it's somewhat abusive. Because remember, we have, as dominants, we have this superpower, right? And our superpower is the ability to have people want to do things for us and to say yes to us and to serve us and all these beautiful things. And so when we take that and we try to impose in an environment that is not respectful, then it becomes abusive behavior. And it's disrespectful and it's abusive. Again, read the room. Find before you dominate anybody. Ask if they want that. Ask if it's okay with them. Ask, do they need to talk to somebody else? Does somebody already own their ass? Do they want somebody else to own their ass? Are they allowed to have somebody else own their ass? There's so many variables. So to assume, because of whatever, ego, fear, the entitlement, the fact that we talked about lust, a couple weeks ago, where we talked about, how, somebody got turned on by me and now they need me to fix it. To outright just really uncomfortable with me having so much sexual freedom and liberation and power and try to oppress that. Like, there's all these variations of why that happens. And so I just need to say, like, stop doing that. First of all, you're giving us the rest of us dominants a bad name. There's a lot of people in the world that would like the opportunity to surrender. And when we get approached, when people get approached in a disrespectful way, it makes it unsafe. So why, it's really hard to let go and to surrender. So stop it. Stop it. So that's like, how do we approach? So let's take that, how do we approach? That's about how do we approach somebody on the internet, especially on FetLife. Okay. Now, okay, we're at a play party, or we're at a sex club, or we're at a kink event. So here, the rules kind of apply the same thing. Read the room. Don't assume because somebody's wearing a collar that you can order them around. Go get you beer, wash your feet, give you back massage, whatever, blow you, eat you out, whatever. Do not assume because somebody is wearing a collar that you can and that they're open to anybody dominating them. That's the first assumption I want you to let go of. Okay. So, as always, how do we approach people? We approach them with respect and we ask questions. We don't assume anything. We ask a question. If you're like, I see you have a pretty collar on there. Are you open to play? Do you have somebody else who owns you that I need to talk to about play if you're interested in playing? And the submissive will tell you because the submissive knows the rules. Like, either they're alone and they're looking to play, or they're looking to watch, or they have another dom who said, just sent them on a mission, or they're going on the way to the bathroom, whatever. And so don't assume that they're there to please you, to serve you, to order them around. It's really, really rude and disrespectful. Stop it. Ask the question. Ask the question. If you just ask the question, you'll get the answer. And if the answer is yes, I'm here to play, be like, great. What kind of play are you looking for? And they can tell you, and you'll be like, great. That's the kind of play I like. And then before you get into play, you do your negotiation conversation. All right. Because again, you need to know what their hard limits are. Do they have any physical ailments? Do they have any trauma? Do they have, any medication that they're on that you need to know before you get into any play? You need to not necessarily do a deep dive like, I talked about if somebody is going to be somebody that's an ongoing play partner. But even before that play, you still need to have a negotiation conversation about how is this going to go and what's your, when you're triggered, what does that look like? When you leave your body, what does that look like? When you're in subspace, what does that look like? What kind of aftercare do you need after the play scene? What's your safe words? You need to have that conversation. But you don't have that conversation until you find out. Ask the question. Hey. Are you here to play? Do you have somebody else that owns you that I need to talk to about playing? And you make it in a way that is a question, not an assumption. Like, you don't be like, I think you're super hot and I want to play with you. You don't put the I component because the minute you do, they're dropped into submissive. So, two things can happen. If they're a subby sub, truly subby sub, they might drop in and say yes when they shouldn't be saying yes. Or they happen to be more like, for example, me, where I have one person who dominates me, no one else gets to dominate me, or I'm owned and it might be a monogamous situation. And so, it's like this is the only person that I play with. So, if somebody, for example, if some dude or dudette, which has happened, came up to me and started bossing me around. I probably punched them. Why? Because I'm not a subby subby. I might get punched in the esophagus very, very quickly. First of all, being like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Go fuck yourself!" And then followed by some violence, and then maybe an implement. Right. So read the room. Read the room. And before you make assumptions about the room, ask some questions. Now, there are play parties that are high protocol. And in that high protocol, everybody is like, all the subbies are able to be used by all the doms, and everybody knows the rules, which again, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's already been negotiated. Right? It's been negotiated both with the doms and the subs that are at that particular high protocol play party. There are the rules. Everybody agrees to the rules. Everybody gives consent. If you're just at a random event or whatever, don't start bossing people around. Basically, this whole conversation is don't boss anybody around unless you ask, is it okay that I boss you around? Would you like, first start with, would you like to be bossed around? To the second question is, may I boss you around? And find out what that looks like. That'll go a long way. Okay, I think that's all the things. Okay, so yes, how to play things, how are superpowers? Don't activate your dominant superpowers before you've gotten the green light until you get the consent. And the consent is sounds like, yes, I would like you to dominate me, top me, spank me, fuck me, whatever it is, you've negotiated. But until you get the, yes, I would like you to X, Y, and Z. Don't activate your world domination charisma. Don't do it. Oh, I know. Deep, like we talked about at the beginning of this podcast, we talked about how innately we kind of the core value piece of being a dominant is the assumption and wanting that the world should be here to entertain and serve us. And again, I'm going to remind you, that's not true. Some people do. Absolutely. You need to find out who those people are and then enjoy those people. But don't try to get the people who don't want that to do that. Because you know what that is? Abuse, coercive, bullying. Not sexy and not consensual. All right. So read the room. Okay. Or the parking lot. Or the club, or the grocery store, or the internet, wherever you are, read it, ask questions, then ask what they like you to, and then negotiate. And then carry on, then have fun. You are like running into struggling with some of those things and some of those concepts. And I say this with the utmost love and the utmost respect. The struggle is hard. Especially if you spend a lot of time in dom mode, as I like to call it, a lot of time in dom mode, that you then forget. It's easy to fall into the whole world is there for my entertainment, and there to worship me, and so it becomes a you gotta like tone it back. I have a couple people in my life that remind me, to be like, hey. One is like, hey, Mussolini. We're like, oh, sorry. I don't have consent to order you around. My bad. Sorry. But yes, or hey, control freak, or no, I didn't agree to that. I'm like, okay, you're right. Sorry. My bad. So, it is. I say that, like I said, I say this with the utmost love and respect that it can be challenging. You get into the whole being, depending on how much space and time you spend in that dominant space, where the people around you and the more you spend time with, like I spend a lot of time with a lot of submissives who just love and they've given me so much consent, but just love that I take charge and love that I order them around and love, that I don't use always my please and thank yous and your welcomes and like love all of that. And that's part of the consent that we've shared. And then I get to, make my subbies dance for me, minions, like I get to do that, and which is beautiful. And I love that. Because they've all given me consent. But it is challenging at times when I'm in that space for long periods of time, and all the people that I have around me tend to be submissive, or even in a lot of times in my case, because I'm in the role of mentor and trainer a lot of times, even other DOMs kind of drop into that submissive space. Sometimes when they're in my sphere, because they're like, oh, I want to surrender and I feel safe enough to surrender with you. So I'm going to surrender with you because I know you can hold that space and that power to do that. And so I get, I'm surrounded a lot by very people that want to say yes to me. Plus my nature of, again, when I'm happy, everybody else is happy. The more I'm happy, the more people want to make me happy. Like, again, it's my superpower. And so it can be challenging at times to be like, oh, right, not reading the room. This is not the right appropriate place. I did not get consent from that person. Even the fact that they want to say yes because it makes me happy is my superpower at work here. I need to tone it back, give their power back to them that they just gave to me. And, and I mean, for me, it happens even in the store. Like I'll be somewhere, I'll be in an example, I'll be in Home Depot and then somebody will come up to me and start asking me questions about products and stuff. And I'm like, I don't work here. Often people just they just feel they just this feeling that they like, oh, this person knows the answer to this question, and I trust her. She has a trustworthy face and a trustworthy aura about her. So, here, let me give over my power to her. And so, I have to be very careful with my superpower. And I also have to remember, like I told you, and I've said now a couple times, that the world is not here to entertain me or to worship me. Unless the people give me consent to do so. Okay. All right. That's what I want to leave you with. Consent, baby. Consent, consent, consent. Read the room, read the full profile. Ask questions if they are available and if they would like you to do X, Y, and Z. Then negotiate. Let them give you complete consent and then have at her. And also go listen to what are you bringing to the table? Because as DOMs, there's a bunch of things besides getting the consent for everybody to say yes to you. There needs to be what are your responsibilities? One, we talked a lot about our responsibility of knowing when our superpower and how to use it and when to use it for good and how not to use it for evil. But also, like, what skills, how are you going to better that submissive's life? What are you bringing to the table as well is an important thing. So please go listen to that episode because I talk a lot about what skills, like why does that submissive want to choose you as a dom? Right? What tools are you bringing? What skills are you bringing? What commitment are you making? Right? It's more than just people want to do things for you and let you do things to them. It's like, why do they want to? Right. Some of my things that I bring to the table is my deep understanding of psychology and what makes people tick, and my ability to read the room, and my ability to make people feel safe and not feel judged in any capacity. The ability to get, people's deep, dark secrets out of them, and then they feel relief and they feel safe. And those are some of the skills, as well as, I list a bunch of other ones, but those are some of the, and that my fundamental desire is to help everybody be the best kinky, sexual, deviant version of themselves in life. And so all the tools that go along with my skill sets to help people to facilitate that is what I bring to the table. So what are those tools? What are those skills that you bring to the table? Okay. All right. And as always, I'm available for teaching, training, facilitating. You can reach me at empressgaia.com. And if you want to see more of, how I actually work in the dungeon and see me in a session and see me in sessions. Go visit my loyal fans page. There's some really hot videos there that you may want to go and get a feel for. All right. And my BDSM membership program is also available, which has all the different kinds of kinks that we explore. All right. Until next time, stay kinky, lots of questions, ask lots of questions, and read the room. Bye. Mwah. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.